Books and Arts.
Book Review. The Second World War. Counting the Cost. Two British historians analyse the 20th century's worst conflict. All Hell Let Loose, The World at War, 1939 to 1945, by Max Hastings. The Second World War, by Anthony Beaver.
History is full of wars that were bloodier than the Second World War. As a proportion of the population, more people were killed during the An Lu Shan Rebellion in 8th century China, for example, or by the Thirty Years' War in 17th century Central Europe. But the sheer magnitude of the human tragedy of the Second World War puts it in a class of its own, and its relative closeness to the present day makes claims on the collective memory that more remote horrors cannot. The statistics of the war are almost mind-numbing. Estimates differ, but up to 70 million people died as a direct consequence of the fighting between 1939 and 1945, about two-thirds of them non-combatants, making it in absolute terms the deadliest conflict ever. Nearly 1 in 10 Germans died, and 30% of their army. About 15 million Chinese perished, and 27 million Soviets. Squeezed between two totalitarian neighbours, Poland lost 16% of its population, about half of them Jews, who were part of Hitler's final solution. On average, nearly 30,000 people were being killed every day. Partly because it is so hard to grasp what these numbers mean, recent historians have tended to concentrate on particular theatres or aspects of the war, with an emphasis on trying to describe what it was like for the human beings caught up in it. Both Anthony Beaver and Max Hastings are distinguished exemplars of this approach. Mr. Hastings has written books on Britain's strategic bombing campaign, the Allied invasion of Normandy, and the battles for Germany and Japan in the closing stages of the war. With several books already under his belt, Mr. Beaver became known in 1998 for his epic account of the Siege of Stalingrad, and went on to produce accounts of D-Day and the fall of Berlin. Now both writers have tried something different, single-volume narrative histories of the entire war. In doing so, they are following in the footsteps of Andrew Roberts and Michael Burley, who made similar attempts in, respectively, 2009 and 2010. Mr. Hastings got there before Mr. Beaver. All Hell Let Loose was published 7 months ago. It is now out in paperback to justifiably rave reviews.